Chapter 15. Bright Night 36 of Year 3876. The doors of the moving chamber open with a slight whistle. Gronolf is prepared. The system did not call him to the control center without reason. Perhaps danger is already awaiting him. The only thing he notices is the light. The room was not as brightly lit formerly. Otherwise, everything seems okay. Gronolf inhales deeply. While he can smell the presence of a foreign creature, the scent is stale, so it must have disappeared hours ago. There is something else in the air. The odor of death. It is very weak, but it is obvious a Grosnop died here. Gronolf starts to systematically examine the room. The consoles seem to be undamaged. He uses an ultrasonic command to open some of the motorized doors, but the equipment within the cabinets appears to be just as untouched as the outside. There's some ozone in the air. The holomap must have been used recently. Gronolf walks around the consoles. He's ready to enter the center of the room when he sees the command chair. Gronolf starts breathing heavily because a general sits there, recognizable by the patterns on his belly. He has to force himself not to drop to his knees in awed reverence. He has never yet faced a general without this natural gesture. Yet no matter how honorably this Grosnop may have lived, he is now obviously dead. His skin looks sunken, and the body can barely keep upright. The corpse must have sat in this chair for many years. What has happened here? Why did nobody pay his last respects to the general and take him back to the sea? He remembers more now. This planet also has an ocean. Therefore, this long voyage into darkness happened. They marched through ice and snow. He saw tough women and honorable men die in the cold. Gronolf shakes his touch arms, as usual when he feels deep regret. Yet what does this have to do with this general? How did he die in his chair? Did this stranger, whose scent molecules he can still smell, have anything to do with it? He cracks the joints of his load arms, with which he's going to rip apart the skin sack of the intruder. What did his mother always say? He must proceed systematically. He should not start out hunting on his own, even though he really feels like it. He is going to avenge the general. But not now. He first has to find out why the system woke him and him alone. Gronolf sits down on the other chair and looks the general in the front eye. He ought to ensure his honorable afterlife instead of letting him sit here. But that will have to wait. He turns the chair around and taps on the top of the console. A control panel slowly slides out. It contains numerous small keys distributed among four sectors, but he knows how to use them. While he was trained in a ship, this console seems to be directly taken from a spaceship. First, he has to log in. Gronolf Carriontooth, he says. Welcome, Gronolf. I recognize you, the system says, and I am handing over control to you. The screen above the control panel turns on. Why was I awakened? Asks Gronolf. My subroutines agreed this was the only sensible option. Agreed? It was a majority decision. The psychological evaluation unit was against it.
With what justification?
It feared your lack of impulse control might cause problems.
Gronolf can barely keep himself from hitting the control panel.
I understand, he says. Yet I still don't know why I was awakened.
The majestic draft has been activated again.
The what?
You still appear to be suffering from the after effects of sleep. The medical evaluation unit warned this was to be expected after more than 500 years in the capsule.
I don't understand.
Gronolf's heavy knees tremble and make a clattering noise.
Please specify, the system says.
Was it always so cumbersome and slow-witted? Or was it his mistake?
You said more than 500 years.
I told you the current cycle number a while ago, 3876.
Right.
Gronolf hits his belly with his load hand. The pain forces him to come to his senses again. He assumed he had slept perhaps 10 years, or 50.
But more than 500?
That's impossible. He has to check this. He uses all four hands to go through the system diagnostic menus. The condition of the protective structure does not seem to be bad. That would be an argument against those 500 years. The maintenance, obviously, is still working. On the lowest level, there is currently a damaged area he has to investigate. Now, there are two. However, they do not affect the functioning of the building. Even the dark matter reactor is functioning within its parameters.
Gronolf switches to the status report for the sleep capsules. His knees, which just calmed down, start trembling again. The display must be defective. Only a few of the 4,630 capsules seem to be fully functional. He goes through the list of the chambers marked green. He realizes why the system woke him. There's only one capsule left in perfect condition. Binara Stiepfin, a young woman with a mediocre exam, lies in it. It is no special honor to get preference over this woman. After all, he was the strongest of his plex. Yet it is a reassuring feeling not to be completely alone. In case of emergency, he could always wake up Binara. The status indicator for about 600 capsules is a light green. This means the occupants will require a longer awakening process with medical intervention. How long would I have to wait for the occupants of the light green capsules to wake up? The convalescence will differ based on the individual, but you can assume 3 to 12 weeks. I would recommend the assistance of a doctor, or several. How is he supposed to find those? He glances at the distribution of capsules marked yellow and red. If he assumes that half of the yellow ones will survive, they lost several thousand men and women of the crew. The number seems so abstract he doesn't feel anything. He is much more affected by the death of the general, whom he can still see with his rear eye. He has probably been sitting in this chair for many years, a sad figure. Gronoff blocks out this image to focus on the status report again. The system talked about the majestic draft restarting. The name sounds like that of a capital spaceship. Gronoff's belly skin feels hot, as if warmed by his whirling thoughts. He has to remember. He stops the movement of his knees using both load hands. He can't bear sitting in the seat any longer and gets up. Gronoff starts walking around in the control center. He looks at the holomap. He activates it and places the cursor on the current system. There it is, the red sun and its companion, on which his rapidly growing people had placed such great hopes. Yes, it was the majestic draft that transported all of them here. It was there, on some command deck, that he had learned to operate the control console in the holomap. He remembers the touch hand of the trainer who showed him the start sequences. These are only visual fragments he can call up now in his mind. He has to try to put them in sequence again so he can begin to form complete memories. Matt will have to wait, though. He has a task to finish first. He focuses the holomap on the planet of Single Sun. The capital ship must be waiting somewhere in its vicinity. He finds the majestic draft sooner than expected. Its gigantic body, reminiscent of a sphere whale, is approaching on a direct course. If the ship does not decelerate, it will collide with this world in 6 days. He has found out why he was awakened. Gronoff immediately sends a warning message. The majestic draft has to change course right away. He estimates the current distance. The signal shouldn't take longer than 1/100th of a bubble period, as the capital ship is already so close. He has to wait. His foot automatically starts tapping the rhythm of the microbubble periods. Gronoff lets it do that. This way he can reduce stress, which otherwise would discharge itself in an explosive reaction. He does not want to destroy the control panel of the holomap. Another 21, 14, 7 microbubble periods. By now the signal must have reached the majestic draft. Yet the ship does not change course. Gronoff hits himself hard on his sensitive belly region. Of course not. He has to wait until the time for the return of the signal is over in order to see what has happened. He lets his foot tap again. He focuses on the noise in order to distract himself while waiting. Should he already consider the next steps? One thing at a time, his mother used to tell him. He waits. 21, 14, 7. Now the time has come. For safety's sake, he presses the reload button so the map will update its display. The majestic draft is still racing toward the planet.